wordsunday.com. The seventh Sunday in Easter, Cycle A. Not of this world? Danny, what's that sticker on the back of that truck say? N-O, I can't make it out. Carl turned the steering wheel. His car merged into the traffic that was leaving the mall parking lot. Oh, N-O-T-W. Not of this world, Dad. Not of this world? Is that about space aliens? Carl shot his son a quizzical look. No, Dad, it refers to Jesus. All the kids in the Christian club at school are now under the N-O-T-W sign. Ah, Carl noted, from John's Gospel. I get it. Say, wasn't there a clothing store in the mall marked with that sign? Danny stared out the car window. Yep, he muttered. Interesting, Carl said more to himself than his son. They're branding Jesus now. In the mid to the late 1990s, Christian youth promoted the WWJD fad. WWJD stood for What Would Jesus Do? The phrase traced its roots back to the Charles Sheldon Christian classic, In His Steps. The moral imperative of the phrase matched the culture of the times. America was relaxed and felt secure after the fall of the Soviet Union in the late 1980s, yet was troubled by the economic excess and the self-absorbed culture that marked the time. Asking the question about morality through the eyes of Jesus was meant to counterbalance these tendencies. A decade later, everything's changed. The uncertainty from the global war on terror, the environmental crisis of global warming, and a depressed economy all added up to a sense of national gloom and foreboding. Among Christian youth, Jesus the wise moralist morphed into Jesus the other, the one who transcended the evil plight of this world. In Southern California, a driver can now see NOTW stickers on SUVs and raised trucks, on mall store signs and clothing. The kingdom of the dependable Savior is not of this world. After all, that quote comes from John 18:36. If we are citizens of His kingdom, then we too have a home that's not of this world. In this Sunday's Gospel, Jesus told His followers that He was no longer in the world, but they were. The simple verse gives rise to a few questions. What did Jesus and the Gospel writer mean by the phrase, this world? And what relationship does Jesus have with this world? Christians throughout the centuries have defined this world in many different ways. Some see the world as a benign arena for moral actions. Others see it as evil, warped by the very first moment that sin entered the world. Some see the world as culture. Others see it as nature itself. The way people view Jesus depends upon the way they see the world. The divine teacher is good enough for a world as culture. Ah, but for a world as nature, God is required to save this evil world from itself. The world as culture emphasized the humanity of Jesus too much, but the world as a twisted mess emphasized the divinity of Jesus too much. In today's dark culture, I'm afraid the popularity of the NOTW theme trumps the divinity of Jesus over His humanity. If His kingdom is not of this world, then Jesus might not be of this world either. Yet the Son of Man came into the world to save the world. He was born into the world. Even the divinity of Jesus experienced birth. To save the world, He died on the cross. In the person of Jesus, even divinity had first-hand experience of death. As a proof of salvation, Jesus rose from the dead. Even His godly nature knew the joy of new and eternal life. The Son of God came into the world to save nature and everything in nature, including us. He came so we might live, and live together with Him, along with everything else God created. Take it to its logical conclusion, NOTW is a wish for escape from this poor excuse of a world, but in the presence of His Son on earth, God sanctified this world, imperfect as it is. It's a fact that Jesus is no longer physically in view, but that shouldn't discourage us. In the book of Acts, the apostles return from the ascension event and gather together in prayer. In the face of today's problems, we too should gather together and pray. While we might yearn to be with Him, we shouldn't yearn to escape via the rapture. Instead, we should listen to the author of 1 Peter. We will no doubt suffer in this life, but our sufferings can give glory to God, just as Jesus did when he was crucified. Bad times don't mean the end of faith, but a beginning, for bad times challenge us to seek solutions by using the talents God has given us for the good of this world. Yes, the kingdom of Jesus is not of this world, but it will come to this world to save this world. The work of Jesus began at his birth when God became man and continues with us even today, and it will come to full fruition when he returns in glory. How do you face troubled times? How does God help you through suffering? How does your faith give you hope for this world? This presentation was written, narrated, and produced by Larry Broding. Copyright 2008, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.